This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Olin Kreutz is going to join us to talk about Drew Dolman.
It's time.
What's up, guys? How's it going, man? The weather is beautiful here in Illinois, and the Bears are building both sides of their lines. Seems like it's kind of like we're in Bizarro World right now.
Now, we're through the looking glass here, people. White is black, and black is white.
Olin, you heard your old buddy Mike Brown at the beginning. Could you hurt somebody with a spoonful of pudding?
Olin Kreutz would get a spoonful of pudding and throw it at somebody.
You know, like...
No chance. No chance. I heard somebody in an interview, too. I heard somebody mention FBI range, and we don't want to talk about that. I think that was speech, but we won't talk about that either.
Nah.
And... Uh-oh.
No, okay. Stay away from the...
Let's freeze it right about now. Go ahead and roll it.
From the gun ranges on that one. Stay away from the gun ranges on that one. 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 Yeah. Damn it. I hate that you heard that.
Busted, Speed. Busted, man. Come on, man.
There it is.
Hey, all right, I'll be careful. I'll be more careful with my gun range reference.
Next time, be more careful.
No, I think you said, oh, did I say that?
What? Did I say it out loud? That's my mistake.
I've been trying to tell you, Speaks.
I know, you tell me. I don't listen sometimes.
It's
trouble.
Oh.
Don't we have to take a break? Don't we have to take a break?
Yeah, Roger Van Zandt.
Yeah, who's this?
You know what this is.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm talking to an empty telephone.
I don't understand.
Because there was a dead man on the other end of this line.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
We are so happy that we are your choice here in afternoons to talk a little bit of everything with you. We've been talking about the Bears. We've thrown in a little bit of White Sox. We tip of the cap to the Dutchman on him taking his buyout from the Sun-Times.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll continue to do some of that in our last hour. We've got Big Ann Heron, who's going to join us at 5:25. People are very excited from the Brent Venables interview about Grady Jarrett.
Oh, man. Very excited is true. One specific texter talking about a physical reaction that he was having.
You don't need to share that, brother.
Yeah, well,
no one needs to know.
Well, you're the one who talks about sexy football all the time.
It is sexy football.
That was some stuff in there. The stuff about Vic Beasley. And like, no, I would draft Grady Jarrett first. Hello. Like, he got a little honest with us there at the end. He had gotten out of the car. You heard the ding.
That was a really cool thing because a lot of times when coaches are talking to NFL people, they'll just be like, oh, yeah, totally, Vic Beasley. Right. The fact that he gave up the reel and was like, look, Vic's great.
You'll win a game with that guy.
This guy will change your locker room.
Uh-huh. So
he'll change
go.
Your culture.
So Grady Jarrett can come here and help change the culture right here.
I think that's really awesome.
Let's do it. This week, Lawrence, there is Major League Baseball. On Saturday, there will be an exhibition game. The Cubs will play the Hanshin Tigers in Japan at 10 p.m. Central Time. That's Saturday night. Sunday morning, the Cubs will play the Yomiuri Giants. I guess it's technically going to end up being on Monday morning.
Isn't Marquee has got one of those games, right? Or are they? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot with that. I thought I saw that somewhere that Marquee was carrying
one of the exhibition games.
Yeah, one of those games they were going to carry.
I'm sure we can.
I'll look it up.
Marquee has Saturday.
Okay, so that's Saturday.
They also have Sunday.
So 10 Central, and they have the Sunday game, the exhibition game.
Yes.
What time are they hitting the air on that?
5 a.m. That's Marquee and MLB Network.
Okay, but that's it's weird because you've got the 10 Central on Saturday and then also 5 a.m. They're playing back to back games like that. I think that might be a
no,
little
no. I think that would be the equivalent of like a day night doubleheader.
I suppose, anyway. I know that the big league games, the actual games, are Tuesday the 18th of March and Wednesday the 19th of March. Dodgers and Cubs, regular MLB games a week from today at 5 a.m. Central Time, right here.
So and we're going to have a watch party. Mully and Hall are going to do a whole thing.
I heard food plans being talked about in Mitch's office earlier today. Yes, those guys get to have a watch party for the game, which will be broadcast here on our air. That's pretty
and
cool.
Pat and Ron are going to be at Wrigley.
Yes, Pat and Ron and Zach, I believe, at Wrigley, dealing with some stuff. It's going to be fun on the broadcast.
I'm excited. I'm wondering, like, will they turn like the lights on and stuff at Wrigley?
I don't know.
Will the board be on that early in the morning? Like, can people that are walking by, like, maybe hear? Is there any ordinances that would keep them from being able to do that?
That's a great question.
Do you put it on in Gallagher Way? Right? You have to, don't you?
Yeah, I think so, man. God, that'd be a fun place to go and hang out and watch the game.
Can you imagine, like, you're trying to catch the bus to go to work, and you're like, look at this. Cubs are on.
Oh, man.
I hope they do that.
I hope they do that, too. I wonder if they're doing that. That would be fun. I know one meatball Cubs fan who lives in my house who would really enjoy going to that if that was a thing. You know, it's a great idea. All right,
can we send her to Japan?
Let's get a GoFundMe.
Need a GoFundMe going. Bleacher Christine. See if we can send her over
Love
there.
Love Bleacher Steen.
See if we can make that work.
Hey, man.
She's letting that beard go a little bit too long.
I think so.
Enough with the bit. You don't get your own seat in the bleachers.
So we know that it's a 26-man roster for the actual games.
Right.
That start a week from today.
There's five extra players to go over there because it's not like if someone gets hurt, you can call them up from Iowa.
And those five extra players are available to play in the exhibition games. So you got a 31-person roster for the two exhibition games and then the 26 with the five extra taxi squad guys.
Right, just in case, because it's not like, you know, hey, we happen to have a guy who is he's in Nagasaki. We can just drive him over and get him over here for the game.
Mm-hmm.
So it works out with smart move by Major League Baseball to increase what we would for a doubleheader or anything like that.
And the big news today is that Matt Shaw is going to Japan. Here's Jed Hoyer talking about Matt Shaw, the young third baseman, being named as kind of the final piece of the roster puzzle headed to Tokyo.
He earned it, you know, certainly by the way he's performed in the minors. But, I don't think we do have a good track record with those kind of hitters. I think that when you draft a guy like that, you don't know exactly the path. But certainly you're hoping that what you expect in the draft is he's lived up to. I think he's even exceeded that. It's definitely quicker than we probably anticipated. But like I said, he's a really hard worker. He's got great makeup, and I think his hard work has gone into him earning that. He's got a pretty slow heartbeat, and that's going to be tested, you know. But even when we told him he was on the team, and his reaction super appropriate for the moment. Like, he wasn't, you know, overwhelmed by the moment. I think the nice thing with him is I think he feels like, you know, okay, I'll savor this moment and then I'll move on to the next thing, in a way, where I think that's how he's wired. And you know, he's not the biggest guy. I think he's been proving people wrong a little bit his whole life, and I think he enjoys that. And so I think he's like I said, both these guys are going to be challenged, and I think they're both up for the challenge, you know, both mentally and physically.
It's got to be a crazy thrill for him to get to be on the team for not just opening day or the domestic opener on the road or the eventual home opener at Wrigley, but opening day in Japan.
So you have this opportunity for a trip that you were never ever going to make, and now have it being a part of your story, like the your story of success, and you add all of it together, the relationship that baseball has had with the United States and Japan goes back. As a matter of fact, one of the first places that went to go travel to play baseball in Japan was the University of Chicago, and they've got the artifacts there on campus of that trip, and I want to say that was in the 20s, like the 1920s, maybe they went over and played baseball over there. And for it to come full circle with there being Japanese stars on the Dodgers and the Cubs, and them getting an opportunity to show out in front of the home folks, man, this is a crazy opportunity, like a really cool opportunity. I was reading on Jordan Bastian this morning. And he wrote a great piece on Shota, who I don't know how that guy isn't everyone's like favorite, because he's awesome.
Shota Imanaga will be pitching in that series, as will Yoshinobu Yamamoto for the Dodgers. That's your opening day matchup.
So let me give you a couple of graphs of Jordan.
Okay.
And him talking about, you know, and one of the things that Shota said is that it's going to be a special moment for him to be able to go back there. Jordan also writes, on Monday morning, light blue t-shirts with Japanese script and Tokyo Series 2025 on the front were draped over the chairs around the Cubs locker room. Cubs manager Craig Counsell noted that more than 31 tees were handed out, so there was no clues on the front as to who was going to be on that travel roster, at least until yesterday. The Cubs then, after their game, will board their flight to Japan.
So that's today. I think they're on the flight to Japan right now.
I think they are. Bringing enough players to the 26-man roster and 5-player pool of extras.
I bet they just left the stadium like in the middle of the game. I mean, that's the way that you do it.
That's the way I'd do it.
Yeah, you just look up and the Cubs plane is flying above and they're just gone. That's the way it happened. Oh, wait, no, they're still playing. So Brewers and the Cubs at the bottom of the seventh.
So get this. Before Sunday's workout, Counsell invited a comedian there, Saku Yanagawa. Well, I don't think I did that right. Let me try that again.
I heard about
Yanaga.
This guy.
Saku Yanaga is the name of the comedian who lives here.
Yeah, no, he's part of Second City in Chicago. So he's a Japanese-American comedian who's part of the Second City improv troupe as well.
And so I did a little bit of digging because I guess he was also like a baseball player of some note.
Because they brought him in to talk to the players about Japanese culture and give them a little breakdown of what to expect on their Tokyo trip.
And one of the things the council said is that if the group does a toast, the younger players are supposed to have their glasses lower than the older players, which made Justin Turner very happy. Because he's the oldest guy on the team.
I respect.
Like that sort of thing. But apparently, Yanaga, it was on like a traveling national team when he was 18 years old. That's how he found out about Chicago in the first place.
Wow.
And he does funny stand-up. And it actually has to do with baseball. So we found this clip and thought we would share.
I like American culture, especially baseball, because when I was 18 years old, I was playing in a national team in Japan and came to Chicago to watch the game. Then at the beginning of the game, announcer said, "Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and take your hat off and give it up for World War II hero, Mr. Blah, blah, blah." Then everyone stood and clapped. But I didn't know if I should. Because, you know. But I didn't want to be disrespectful, so I stood and clapped twice. One for each bombs. What, too soon?
That's pretty funny.
Oh, man.
Our boss is on the line. What did I do? Did I mess up?
No, I don't think so.
Nothing. So just to enhance this story real quick, I was fortunate to be in Arizona this weekend. We had some of our Cubs clients in Mesa, and I was outside the hotel in the outfield, the Sheraton Mesa, Saturday evening, like 5 o'clock. The bus was leaving at 6:30, but I was bored, so I was just standing outside, and this gentleman had a Cubs backpack, a Cubs hat, and the Japanese flag on the side of the hat. So I talked to anybody. I said hello. He said hello. I said, are you with the Cubs? And we started talking. He goes, I'm actually a comedian at Second City, and I'm speaking to the team. So, Lawrence, everything you just read. So I met this guy, super nice, and he obviously lives in Chicago. So he gave me his number, and he said, tomorrow morning, what you said, I'm going to speak to the team. And the interesting thing he said was, he said, I asked counsel, how far do you want me to go? Like, you want me to really explain Japanese culture and how funny? And he said, how dirty do you want me to get? Like, how much you want me to expand? And counsel told him, go as deep as you want and really expand. So I just found it interesting how Jordan Bastian wrote about it, what you just read. But this guy couldn't have been nicer. And like you said, he lives in Chicago. So I have his number. Like, at any time, if you guys ever want to talk to him, he couldn't have been nicer. And it was just funny how he was just walking outside and we just started talking. So
we should
how they brought him in.
That's awesome. We should absolutely talk to that guy. We need somebody to be one of our guys to help us, you know, cover this series. That's freaking awesome.
I thought we were going to get his thoughts on Drew Dahlman. He's been here long enough to have a Bears thought. Let me tell you.
And the other thing is, no surprise, he also said he's very good friends with Shota and Suzuki during the season. They hang out a little bit. So it might be fun maybe to bring him in studio and translate, and maybe those guys could become regulars with your translator.
Hey, slow down, all right? We got our own producers, but thank you so much.
Have a good night, boys.
Boss, you're the best.
That's Mitch Rosen.
Always be producing.
When I see that name pop up on the phone, I'm like,
uh-oh.
Damn it.
What did we do? No, that's good stuff. We should absolutely talk to Saku. I love your excitement for it, and Mitch has a number already. That's phenomenal.
I'm not surprised.
Bruce Levine was on today with Mully and Haw this morning, and he shared a nugget on the Cubs traveling to Japan.
You know, yesterday I was walking through the clubhouse, and there's shirts that say Chicago Cubs in Japanese, you know, T-shirts on every chair, except guys like Nico Horner, who is not going.
That's sad. That's kind of sad. And
why can't he get a shirt, whether he goes or not?
He could probably, though.
Give him a shirt. Poor guy.
Consul said they made 40, you know, just for some of the guys that aren't going. But,
my God.
You know, there was a shirt on Shaw's chair. I mean, okay. I mean, so if you want to read that, Bruce, is that an indication?
Nice. That's it.
We'll get you guys. I think Mully and Haw need a...
We need some merch.
Some of those.
We do. Yeah. We need some merch.
We need some sake, please.
Yeah, but, you know, we're going to need some cash to buy somebody off.
I need somebody to walk on my back. I don't know if one of you guys want to do it. Whatever.
No, thanks. Thanks, Bruce. Great stuff.
Thanks, there's Bruce. A straight line there, but I'm not going to use it.
Please.
All right. Take care, guys.
Okay.
My God. Wow. My heart breaks for Nico Horner, man. Nico, I mean, we've gotten to know him. I've gotten to know him. He's a wonderful guy. And he's like a really smart and curious young dude who loves to travel. Got so much out of the London experience last year.
Should he just go? Like, should he just meet the guys at the airport?
They should. I want them to be bringing Nico there. I understand he's rehabbing. He's working. He's trying to get ready for domestic opening day, which is the 27th. And that, of course, is the goal. It's a business decision.
It's the most important thing.
I know. But just spiritually, I ache for our guy, Nico Horner. Man, he's...
I do, too. I mean, this is a chance of a lifetime to have a trip like this.
Yes! Yes, with your team, with your boys. Nico's a hell of a teammate. Loves the whole thing. Remember when we talked to Nico about the Japan trip, and it was a little sad even then.
Well, theoretically, though, they could do this again next year because it was just 2 years in a row for the Dodgers, right?
That's true.
They're playing internationally.
It's true. So maybe it'll be the Cubs again.
The Cubs could totally go again if they have an enjoyable experience with it.
Both Nico's here, you know.
If he's still here.
If you don't get to go, what can we do? Can we send sushi? I mean, the desert is not a great spot for sushi historically out there in Arizona, but, you know, we'd like to do anything we can if you don't get to go.
Yeah, no, I think even the best sushi in Arizona would just feel like a bit of a slap in the face compared to what the team's experiencing there. So hopefully we don't get to that point, but I'll probably not be consuming sashimi while the team's in Japan if I don't go.
Nico, thanks for the time, man. We're wishing you health and wishing you Asia. All right?
Yes. That would be a good combo.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
So we definitely have to send him a Steely Dan album for sure.
No, send him an Asia album. Send him Astra or Alpha.
Well, what should he should totally like eat an American meal tonight?
100%
fried chicken. Yeah, he should stick it to Japan like we did in 41, dude. 42. It was probably 42. It was
45.
Keep going.
Yeah, 45.
Took a while.
They spoil Oppenheimer for me.
Robert Downey Jr., really good.
All I'm saying is Robert Downey Jr. ought to win an Oscar. He better win an Oscar for that.
He was very good.
Yeah, I know he was.
He was nominated.
Yeah,
for
he
the
won.
Oscar,
he totally won. Yeah. He totally won. What can we do for Nico? What can we do?
As a show?
Yes.
I don't think there's much we can do for him other than us doing something that, you know, makes us look better. Do you want to get him a shirt?
We can get him. I mean, if they didn't get him one of these Japan shirts,
let's take Vidal
Brujan's shirt
away. Love Bruce, but I feel like everyone got a shirt. Like, Jordan wrote that everyone got a shirt.
Hey, did Sammy get a shirt? I'm going to be very upset if Sammy got a shirt.
What if Sammy's in Japan?
You know he's going to be.
And Nico's not.
I bet you Sut's in Japan. I'm just guessing.
Hey, Maddie. What are you doing in Japan?
You want to find that sake?
Uh-huh. That's where you'll find it.
He will help you.
How about it? What's going on with the Congress?
But I feel like he should go like super American. Like it
Nico
should be,
yeah.
It should be like burgers and beer. Like that's what he should just do tonight.
We should send him an Obvious shirt. Shane, talk to Joe from Obvious Shirts. How about the Cubs went to Japan and all I got was this stupid t-shirt?
So Tanny and I talked about it earlier and I did call Joe after our pre-show meeting today, have not connected yet, but Tanny had a very good idea for the shirt.
Yeah, Bruce said that the shirt said Chicago Cubs in Japanese, so I think Obvious Shirt should make a shirt that says Chicago Cubs in Japanese, but all in English.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, let's get the care package going. We'll send him an Asia album, Steely Dan's Asia, burgers, fried chicken.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's something from Hello Kitty.
Oh, no, nothing Japanese. Stay American.
Yeah, no, sorry.
Stay American.
Yeah, stop turning Japanese.
Yeah. And send him somebody to walk on his back like Molly.
Yeah, we got to talk about that.
When we come back, Big Ann Heron has got, you remember how yesterday when I read the scouting report?
Got me going, man.
Well, now you're going to get to talk to him.
Violent hands.
About Grady Jarrett. Next, here on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The king of all media, Anthony Herron.
I was saying this to some guys earlier before the show, when I'm glad handing and you know, kissing hands, shaking babies, all that stuff.
Score football analyst.
Jumps off the screen when you watch him on film, and then when you see him in person, it's even more impressive.
Former NFL defensive lineman.
Tripped up at the 20-yard line, Anthony Herron.
An Iowa Hawkeye.
Brady. Could find an open man. He's going to be sacked from behind at the 24-yard line by Anthony Herron. Real tenacious job by Anthony Herron, number 99.
Big and Herron.
It was an easy recruitment because he always wanted to be a Duck.
Anthony Herron with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We had Brent Venables on, and he was so excited to talk about Grady Jarrett. And everyone has been excited about what the Bears have done over the last week. It feels really good. So why not talk with our guy, Big Ann Herron, who yesterday, when I read the scouting report that he gave me, my partner was like, hell yeah, on Grady Jarrett.
Very exciting. It served as a wonderful teaser and makes me want to talk to Ann Herron more than ever. And he joins us right now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. You've had a day. You can expound on it. Start with Grady Jarrett and tell the people what the Bears are getting in the middle of the defensive line.
They're getting a guy who's going to be capable of being a force and impactful in a variety of ways. You know, even with fairly diminutive stature for a defensive lineman, especially this day and age in the NFL, Atlanta used him off the edge on occasion. I don't anticipate that happening a bunch in Chicago, but he's shown the ability to beat offensive tackles around the corner. But, of course, where he's best is on the interior, rushing over the guard, rushing over the center. And he's not one of these interior block-eating run stuffers. He is a one-gap penetrator, the type of guy that we've been talking about in this town for several seasons now that just hasn't shown up consistently enough, regardless of draft picks, regardless of free agent acquisitions. But Grady Jarrett is that dude. Grady Jarrett is a guy who could still get it done, even on the other side of 30, at a high level. And it's not just about the sack numbers, but he does still consistently impact the pocket on a regular basis. But what excites me about the acquisition even more so than the production you get on the inside with a guy at, you know, roughly 6 foot, maybe a little over 6 foot tall, who utilizes his leverage, his hand placement, the violence of getting to the outside half and outside third of blockers to get into the backfield, all that just pops on film. But then everyone I talked to in Atlanta, everyone who's been around Grady Jarrett over the last decade while he's been with the Falcons, talks about the impact he has on the locker room. And this, still an impressionable locker room, not nearly as young as it was a couple of seasons ago. But, I mean, you know, Olin talked about it a bunch on this station last season. Who are the guys in the locker room who've actually won? Is there anyone on this squad that's actually won at a high level in the NFL? And the answer is a resounding no. Now you add Grady Jarrett into this thing, who's at least had that winning attitude and has been a part of some individual excellence and some team success at times in Atlanta, but he brings that championship mentality that's capable of leading at a high level, winning at a high level. And one of the things I told you guys a bunch last season that might have been missing from this Bears defense was just kind of, you know, a little bit of attitude, some guys willing to play like jerks. And Grady Jarrett's got a lot of that in him. You know, Walter Payton, man of the year caliber dude off the field. But when Andrew Billings left the lineup last season, who else was bringing the attitude, snap in and snap out? There's nobody else out there who the team was feeding off of in that way. But Grady Jarrett is that type of personality.
I asked Matt about this. Let me ask you. Who was that guy for you? And was it Luther Ellis that was that guy for you when you were trying to learn how to be a professional and having guys that had been to Pro Bowls like help raise your game?
Yeah, Luther Ellis is a great example of that. And frankly, in a similar way to Grady Jarrett. Now, Luther Ellis was a hulking mountain of a man. So, you know, his stature was very different than Grady Jarrett. But as far as a guy who's just extremely nice and congenial and, you know, Walter Payton man of the year caliber off the field, but played with all the intensity and violence that you could hope for on the field, and being able to navigate both of those worlds, both those sides of your personality. And, you know, frankly, for me, just as a guy and trying to tap into that as an NFL competitor, and what is that element you find that motivates you, that gets you to turn up when it's game day, gets you to turn up in intense situations. And Luther's a guy who's able to navigate both of those. There's some guys who just access that better, more easily than others. Some guys who maybe struggle to turn that off the field and find that a little more difficult than others do. But Luther Ellis was a great example of that as a true professional. Robert Porche was a really good example of that for me in Detroit, just around some veteran defensive linemen who just day in, day out, got their work in. And it's not always about being on 10 every time you show up, but having a routine, establishing what allows you to be successful each and every day. Being around those veteran influences and personalities. I even think of a guy in Green Bay, like, you know, Vonnie Holiday was an influence in that regard. Santana Dotson, Gilbert Brown, the Grave Digger. You know, there's some of these guys who've done it at a high level where you want to be able to feed off of that as a young football player. So all the physical potential that's there for Javon Dexter, it's going to be about the Bears trying to continue to tap into that and get the most out of him. Grady Jarrett has a positive influence in a variety of ways for people like Dexter, like Pickens, you know, assuming that Bears are still hopeful about him, because not only does he now add just a more usable and movable chess piece into that room and into the game day lineup, but the way that they can watch him perform and hopefully learn from that on each day and then also on game days.
Man, that'd be cool. 31-year-old dude with a crazy motor on his second team, and you get a chance to watch that guy, and you're like, oh, that's how you last in this league this long. Okay, good. Good to know. And what are your impressions of the Drew Dahlman ad and the fact that it's three veterans who know what they're doing now in the middle of this offensive line?
I didn't expect Drew Dahlman. I like it, but it's a lot of money invested in your interior three on the offensive line, and it does go to show just kind of where the Bears have been at the last couple of years, because it's not like Ryan Poles hasn't attempted to address this, but you'll see teams who are capable of saying we're going to bring in a guy who's on the ascent and hope we get the best out of him. We continue to either motivate the best out of them or develop the best out of them. And whether you're talking Lucas Patrick or Nate Davis or a variety of other, you know, kind of misses. Like I don't count Coleman Shelton as a miss, because I do think he played quality football for just where he's at in the league. And that's a guy who's going to start at center moving forward for other teams around the league as well. But there are guys they've missed on here. Ryan Bates, he may eventually play good football, but he was hurt half the year. When he was out there, he didn't play that well either. They've tried to address it and have missed frequently, far too frequently. So now you've put assets towards hoping you can get a guy who's on the come, a guy who's prepared to ascend and develop the best out of him. And frankly, they just haven't shown themselves. The Bears haven't shown themselves capable of doing that. So to go out and spend the money on proven commodities and to put him in front of your quarterback going into year two, this is where they're at in the cycle right now. So it would be better if adding these pieces and spending this money was just making you an all-around much deeper football team. Unfortunately, some of these misses still indicate to me the Bears aren't that deep yet on either line of scrimmage, but obviously resoundingly much better, but assuming health, because right now health is still going to be a big key. We don't know who else is capable of quality football, but they've spent the money on Dahlman and his athleticism. When you watch his film and look at the way he can just overtake interior defensive linemen and get up to the second level, he moves like a gazelle as a center. There are very few centers in football that move like Drew Dahlman. Can he get a little bit overwhelmed at times by guys who are a bit more hulking on the interior of a defensive line? Sure. But you got two quality guards on flanking each side of him. So that should very much help, you know, anything schematically the Bears may be concerned about in just leaving Dahlman matched up one-on-one in pass protection. That shouldn't be too much of a concern. And right now, until further notice, until proven otherwise, we'll trust that Ben Johnson will be able to factor that into the way he calls this offense.
Just in the last 20 minutes, Coleman Shelton has reached agreement on a 2-year deal to go back to the Rams. So they didn't like the Jonah Jackson Center experiment and then floundered around. Now they're bringing it back, their old guy, to go and be the center in front of Matthew Stafford.
And what does the tape say about Dio?
He's a very toolsy, traitsy guy, but there is production that goes with it. Frankly, he's got more stature as a physical specimen than DeMarcus Walker, but a similar brand of player. His true position is defensive end. Like back in the day when you had kind of your left end was your more hulking, run-stuffing defensive end, and your right end was your pass rusher. Things are far more hybrid now than they were 15, 20 years ago, but that's what you would have seen, you know, a guy like Dio, kind of line up as and be featured as in older schemes. Now, he can play left edge, he can play right edge, he's lined up over the center, he can line up over either guard. You love that degree of versatility, and the production, not in sack numbers as consistently, the production of impacting the pocket is there. He's a high-level pass rusher. He's a quality pass rusher. Frankly, just comparing the 2024 tape, far more consistently impactful pass rusher than Montez Sweat was. Now, there's reasons for that,
Uh-oh.
And he's not the athlete that Montez Sweat is. So when Montez Sweat is cooking, there's a burst and a finish at the quarterback that few individuals of his size possess. But when you're just talking about a guy who rushes consistently, gets there to the quarterback, and had to move around a bunch in that Colts defense as they had bodies in and out of the lineup last season, I really like his film. And, you know, again, this is a guy who it's not like they paid him at the top of the defensive end market, paid him to be a quality starter, gave him a deal that's workable, but it would seem they are hopeful that being in this scheme, joining this team, that they're hoping is going to continue to ascend and being around these veterans that they have access to. And there are some veterans in Indy that he could sort of learn from and try to have his skills nurtured by, and everyone over there. I was in Indy for training camp last year, checked them out for a couple of days, and everyone was raving about his physical tools, but now those attributes have come to the table. Can that production be enhanced and come more consistently and actually, you know, coming up with sacks in Chicago? We can be hopeful, but if nothing else, we know he impacts and affects the quarterback in a way that a lot of Bears on this D-line in recent years haven't.
I know that they're not done. What else do you want them to do?
I'm picturing like I think the name of the movie was The Professional, where like there's the Gary Oldman scene where they're asking him, like he's telling them to like bring all the police in because they're trying to get the assassin or whatever. And he's
that's
like, get
movie.
Everyone.
It is. That's Jean Reno and young Natalie Portman in The
Professional. There we go. That's the movie. Yeah, that's the one. It's really like, one. Yeah, get everyone in here. And they're like, wait, everyone? He's like, everyone!
Yes.
Get every lineman you can. You've got the top 10 pick, but continue to put resources toward the line of scrimmage because it's not a deep group yet. Love the frontline starters in a way that they just didn't have access to last season. You've got proven commodities on each side of the ball. especially on the D-line, you need more. You need more to be able to rotate through, to be able to come at the opponent in waves. And frankly, you got one high-level receiver right now until proven otherwise. So the work isn't done yet. You need at least another, if not a couple more receivers, because I got to see something from Roman Dunze. We're going to have a couple other seasons at least to watch it. But what I saw as a rookie, he doesn't look like a problem for the opponent yet. He's a talented young football player. His skills need to be accentuated, and I would imagine he's going to continue to put that work in to get there. But right now, DJ Moore is the only proven playmaker they have on the outside. You got to enhance running back and wide out.
That's some uncomfortable real talk from Anthony Heron right there. That is true. Thank you, Ant. You're the best, man. Appreciate you. Beard looks good.
I appreciate you, fellas. You both know how to grow a beard. I'm still working on it.
You'll get there.
You'll get there.
Yeah.
OG.
You get there. He's an OG.
He is an OG.
Let's look at remaining free agents tomorrow. It'll be 72 hours after the fact. And the Bears are making some announcements. We should tell the people about that.
The Bears are going to talk tomorrow, and we will have that sound for you here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. So they're excited, and they should be. They've done a good job. The job's not done yet, but so far it's been excellent. Why don't we finish things off with a little bit of Pat Hughes?
Oh, congratulations to that man. Let's talk about his latest honor next on The Score.
That's a wrap.
Tell you what, this segment on The Score is being brought to you by Window Nation. For all your window needs, visit windownation.com. So the first Cubs game is Thursday night, the exhibition game at 10 p.m. And then the next one is Saturday morning at 5 a.m. And there'll be hot Cubs exhibition post game on Hit and Run on Sunday morning.
And then we get started for real, which is really strange.
It's really weird.
Congrats to Pat Hughes, who was put into the Cactus League Hall of Fame.
Yes, he was. A deserved honor. For something I didn't know existed.
I didn't know it existed either.
But now we do.
Now I want to be in it. I've been to enough Cactus League games.
I don't think that's how you get
it. It's not?
Just by going to Cactus League games? No.
Oh, damn it.
You got to be involved. You got to, like, play or...
Mai Tai guy's in it.
Yeah, right. You got to at least be a vendor or something.
Yeah.
Barry's in that, too?
We're starting a GoFundMe to get Bleacher Jeff into the Cactus League Hall of Fame.
And to get Mai Tai guy to Japan.
Thanks to Ann Heron, Brent Venables, Matt Bowen, Jason Leisure, Matt Miller. We had all the football you could ever want on today's show. Shout out to Shane, Tanny, and my partner, Speegs. I'm Lauren saying thanks so much for the love and support you show this show. We will return the favor tomorrow, I promise, at 2 o'clock here on The Score.
I mean, that is peak entertainment aura.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.